Hey, you called a while ago, but I was busy. You about home?
About halfway, maybe not quite halfway. I worked a little bit later tonight.
21 degrees out there. Here feels like 15. You be careful out there. I don't know if there's any slick spots up there or not. Patrick sent me a picture of a pond that was froze over solid, though.
Here from just west and north of Greenville, or well, west of Greenville. They didn't get anything. They were perfectly dry last night, and they're still good. I didn't have anything at my house. Still got a little bit left over from the last one, but nothing from the new one.
Good. We just got down in the basement here, and Bernice is having her first piece of birthday cake, and I'm having my second, just a small sliver. I don't know if there's going to be any left for Patrick or not.
Piece for me, so that'll make you at least three pieces you'll have to have today.
Coming by.
You have a piece for me.
What? After all them frog legs and baked potato and baked beans and what else we have with that, Mom? Oh, and cauliflower cheese on it. Boy, it was larrupin' good. And this cake is fantastic. But the grandson come by, and you know how big he is. Bernice sent some cake down to the daughter and son-in-law and the other grandson. And thankfully, Ice's girlfriend didn't want any. She's diabetic and couldn't have it probably. Boy, it's a red cake. She makes a homemade icing. It's about as far uptown as you can get.
Got an old hickory paddle or hard maple paddle or maybe a willow switch or something, because 77, I think you probably deserve them. She may need a lighter willow switch to take care of all 77.
That was smart. They used to use a paddle when I was in junior high and high school. Mr. Winchester administered the SWATs. You go to this room and I walked by there one night and peeked through the window, and I got to tell you, I didn't want to ever meet Mr. Winchester that way.
Hold me in on.
I never did get paddled in school. They had one. I think they were still doing it occasionally for unruly youngsters. But boy, I sure got it at home, and if I got in trouble at school, I got it double at home.
I feared my dad more than I did them. shoot. And I was pretty ornery in high school, but oh well, I was good up through junior high, and then I was pretty ornery in high school. But I wish I'd have studied harder, put it that way. Made it harder in life afterwards, I'll tell you for sure. Well, I don't know what we're going to watch tonight on TV or if there's anything on the HF or not. I'm kind of tired. I went out and fed the chickens some oats and corn, but their feeders were full, so I didn't have to mess with that. I was supposed to receive some medicine today by UPS. They said that it would be here today, and it ain't. So I'll bet you the weather messed it up.
Office, I was told I was the last driver in. So nobody else is out there this late. And, yeah, we had loads. We didn't go to Atlanta or Columbia last night. They sat there until this morning. They had some guys come down from Spartanburg, and a couple guys that weren't working had them run some loads to Atlanta today, and then they brought back what was supposed to come back this morning to be delivered today. So it's possible it may have come from south.
It's day, but it's from Columbia, so I know you're right on that. Probably didn't send it. Because it doesn't say out for delivery. I got that UPS choice tracking, and it does not show out for delivery.
It might be up here tonight or today. they might have brought it back, or it'll come in the morning. Yeah, we didn't bring anything or take anything to Columbia last night, or bring anything from Columbia. And before I forget, hello, Bernice. I hope you're having a good evening.
She's over there under the red lights. I haven't even turned on the TV yet. I asked her if it'd be all right if I chat with Shane a little bit, if I could catch him. She said, absolutely. But, I'm not surprised. I don't blame him. But she's got two doctor's appointments tomorrow. One of them is because her blood pressure's been running real low, and they just scheduled it yesterday. And that's at 10:30, and then there's another one at 1:30. And that driver that we got, he's got a big beard and a little gray in the middle of it. Really a terrific guy. I really like him. And he's usually the one that brings it.
You're up there in Greer. Your package has come out of Spartanburg. But they would have been the same thing. They wouldn't have gone to Columbia last night either, so... I don't know. I know some of the tractor-trailer drivers up there, but I don't know any of the package, what we call package car drivers, the smaller trucks. But yeah, all of Greer, Taylor's, that comes out of Spartanburg, even though it's probably closer to our Greenville building. We just don't have room for it all. We had to send it up there.
You know, you're right. I remember him telling me that. But he's real good. If he misses delivering it in the morning, he'll bring it back in the afternoon and retry. You couldn't ask for any better than that. I never thought about asking you, and I should have.
Package car route, you know, you get to know your customers and something like that. If they weren't home, it was medicine, and especially if it required a signature, you know, if you could leave it, I'd leave it. But I would try to make a point to try to go back if I was in the area. You know, if I had to drive across my whole route, it would be hard to justify that to my superiors.
Well, you know, he mentioned coming out of Spartanburg. He said I was the first stop. So that's great. That'd be easy coming out of Spartanburg. Come over here, just come down Gap Creek, come up 14. But I can't say enough about him. I really like him. I didn't recognize him. He was here the other day, but it wasn't with medicine. It was just a package. And he'd grown that beard, and it's huge. But down in the middle by his chin, there's gray in there, and it just looks cool as heck. And there's not a whole lot of them that I like, but his looks really nice and squared away, in other words. But I have to sign for this, so he can't leave it. But that's what worries me, see, because we got to go to those doctor's appointments, and it takes a little while to drive down to Greer Memorial and back. But I usually leave a note on the door, and he leaves a note, and then he'll usually come back and retry. We shall see. Anyways, but thanks, Shane. I appreciate it.
It's adult signature required. You might be able to leave it with a neighbor. It's up if you know if you leave a note. If you have a neighbor home that could sign for it, unless it's you know, sometimes some of that medicine they don't want to get any other hands but the person it's designed or sent to. But a lot of times you can leave it at a neighbor if they're home, they can sign for it.
There, but the one that I trust the most, he works, and he usually comes home somewhere between 10:30 and 11:30 and stays home about an hour for his lunch and then goes back, but can't depend on that. But that is an option on there, but it does require an adult signature, so it has to be somebody. And the lady across the street, I just can't. There's certain people you trust with things like that, and certain people you don't. And she's very nice. Don't misunderstand me. But as far as God dang it, my shoulder's popping in and out or something. That's That's kind of unusual. But at any rate, that's my CW hand, too. Can't have that.
You don't want that happening. I hope Miss Bernice is listening when I say this. If it's adult signature required, does that mean she has to sign when he shows up?
You wanted to know if it was an adult signature, if you had to sign for it or not.
Yeah.
Not just juvenile delinquent.
Some of my customers, and I'd say that every once in a while, I was like, is your wife home? I needed an adult to sign for it.
That stupid pad they got, they don't even give you a plastic pencil or anything to sign it. You just stick your finger.
Like the new computers we've got now, the more updated they get, the worse they're getting. It's user-friendly anyway. And they're all mostly touchscreen. It's either touchscreen or keyboard, but the touchscreen messes up because when I'm delivering stops, but delivering the packages, I accidentally bump them, and then I don't know, you know, I hit the screen somehow, and I don't know if I delivered a package or not, so it's kind of frustrating.
But you know, when you're at the hospital, and you got to sign that insurance thing 4 or 5 times before they ever admit you, you know, for a test or anything else, there's a plastic pencil they have you sign when you halfway do your signature. But these UPS things, these handheld things, they'll just tell you, oh no, I'll just scratch something on there. It doesn't really matter.
A little, they call it a stylus, but there is a little plastic pencil that comes with it, unless they lost it. Maybe they just don't want to use it.
Yeah, but I keep my fingernails trimmed way back. So in no way resembles my signature by anything. Who was that the other day? Who said there was a crew chief, Bernice, on the B-1 bomber I was talking to? Well, I forgot now, Shane. I was going to tell you about it because I know your son flies those things. And I told whoever I was talking to, might have been Henry up in Kansas, that, I know who it was. Henry bought a rental house, and the old boy that moved in there used to be the crew chief on the B-1 bomber. And I told Henry that's what Shane's son done.
I mentioned earlier we were talking about Pensacola, where the snow, that's where he did his flight training. Not with the Blue Angels, but he got his wings down there. He, learned in a little one of those little trainer jets. Actually flew up to Asheville. We met him in Asheville when he flew up and had a little bit of time. They just took a flight from Pensacola up to Asheville, ate dinner, hung around for a little while, and then flew back down to Pensacola.
A small plane, looks kind of like the old A-4 Skyhawks. I forget what they call those, but a couple of years ago, we was out at the Executive Airport at GSP, just riding around there, and there was 4 of those T-38s, and those are really neat, but they're replacing them now with a newer one, I think a Lockheed, but those are really neat. And our nephew that flies the 787s, that's what he trained in down in Texas. Probably Lackland, but I'm not sure. But he said they got to break the sound barrier with it one time. It's a twin engine, real small, sleek plane. And 4 of them was parked right there by that executive thing. They're taking on fuel. And those cross-country hops were fun. When I was flying in the carrier plane, my captain and the co-pilot I can't remember who was in seat number 3, but at any rate, I got to fly back home to Kansas City to Olathe Naval Air Station. It was just outside of Kansas City, and Bernice and I were just a boyfriend and girlfriend at the time, but she was my fiance, and Mom and Dad brought her up, picked me up there, took me home 125 miles and went back. Be darned if we didn't get snowed in, Shane. Now, it's got to be pretty hard for a carrier pilot to get snowed in. So he took me back down, brought me back the next day. And we flew out. We almost flew through a flock of geese up there, really close. But the visibility was extremely poor, but we had to get back. But that was a fun flight. It was a long ways in that old twin-engine reciprocating plane from San Diego.
10-4 ZLK. That does sound like a long flight, but obviously it was a memorable one, because how long has that been now? What, you were 18, 19 years old?
50-some years. Yeah, as we come across, we was heading for Amarillo, I think it was. No, it was a big center down there. I hear those words in my ears, but I can't remember. Albuquerque Center had control of us, and they put us at 12,000 or 13,000 feet. And the heater in the back on us two crew members quit working. And it was winter time. And when I got out at Albuquerque, I went down to my knees on the tarmac. And I couldn't walk. I mean, I was so cold and felt like my legs were asleep. And but the flight center there wouldn't let us down, because of other air traffic coming across the Rockies. And then I had to fuel the aircraft, 765 gallons of 115, 145. It was cold, Shane.
Cold. I was just remembering feeling a tractor down there in Atlanta either last winter, down to 5 degrees that night, and with the wind blowing, goodness gracious. And they want us to stand there and make sure it doesn't leak, you know, they got all these regulations on fuel leakage, and so we're supposed to stand there with our hand on the pump, but I was not doing, I didn't necessarily follow regulations that night.
Hold 300 in a tank.
Cars are day cabs, and they got two, or 150 total. It's like a 75, two 75 gallons, or I've seen a 85 and a 65 gallon.
More than that. I remember fueling those diesel engines when my dad caught the hostler helper job in the yards, and I'd go over and ride around with him. I think there were 1,200 gallons of diesel in those things.
Some of those, obviously, over-the-road tractors, I don't know. I've seen some longer wheelbase tractors, and they'll have longer tanks on them, but I think most of them are maybe 150 on each side. But, you know, we fuel every night. We keep them topped off if possible. And if we don't have fuel in our yard, we make sure we get it wherever we're going so that they always have plenty of fuel in them.
Yeah, well, these were locomotives. He's a railroader. I don't know if I said that or not. Anyway, Shane, getting close to that time. Hope you're about home and keep you awake. You take care. And 4ZLK and 0TR73.
Bernice, have a good night. Enjoyed it as always. And you may have said something that should have let me know it was locomotive, but I didn't pick it up. And I was wondering, 1,200 gallons, that's a lot on a tractor. Anyway, have a good night. And 10-0TR and 4ZLK.
KI-4DOS, Kelly CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. For any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KI-4DOS.
That's KO4ZEW announcement.
KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben. Ben, you go ahead with your announcement there, young man.
I just wanted to let everybody know that the BRARS, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, is going to participate in Winter Field Day this Saturday, January 25th. The location is what we affectionately call Gene's Place up in Traveler's Rest. The weather is looking like sunny and 50 degrees. So Saturday, weather's looking like it's going to help out with us. The information for any location or contact information is our website. Go to brars.cc, but look under the submenu of Club News. That's where we have the address, the coordinates, the maps, the talk-in frequency. We also have a Facebook event posted for those who are members of our Facebook group. This is a free event, no cover, no parking charge, and licensed or unlicensed, all are welcome to show up and play, participate. I think we're going to kick off about 8 a.m., so that is the club Winter Field Day this Saturday, the 25th. Again, details on our website at brars.cc. Look under the submenu of Club News, and you'll see 2025 Winter Field Day.
And thanks for bringing that to us. Does anyone need any fills on Ben's announcement? I think everybody got it. You want to put a number on that so I'm counted as a piece of traffic tonight?
I don't have a number. Should I just assign something arbitrarily?
Yeah, Roger.
Call it traffic number 25 because it's 2025 and it's Saturday, January 25th. So we will number it 25.
Okay, thanks for you doing that. And again, folks, that's Winter Field Day this coming Saturday. At least I think it's this coming Saturday. I mean, what day it is. Up there at Gene's Place is a nice place. You don't have to worry about getting your car stuck or anything like that. It's pretty well got a paved driveway going in and out, so nice place up there. Gene's is very nice about letting us use his piece of property up there. But Ben, I hope to see you up there for a little bit. Don't know what time I may make it, but I may get up there for just a little bit on Saturday. Do we have any other traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Got that covered. So we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right queue portion. This being Wednesday night, right queue portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the right queue portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those and then we'll go over and check and see if we have any Echolink stations. This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to I can't even read tonight. K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's in Prosperity. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred. And his sweet bride in 4IEI, that's Miss Isla up there in Traveler's Rest. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's down in Simpsonville. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Simpsonville. And Ben checked in via RF, he just gave us our announcement. And KJ4RQZ, that's Mr. Nathan over there in Greenville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down there in Piedmont. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And K4GAT, that's Mr. Matt, he's down in Simpsonville. at KC4W. That's Mr. Bill. He's down in Anderson. And KQ4ZWS. That's Miss Christine up there at Traveler's Rest. And NC9V. That's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride, KE4DXJ. That's Miss Wendy. They're up there in Hendersonville. And KX4YM. That's Mr. Scott. He's over in Greenville. And KR4AAE. That's Mr. Stephen. He's over in Taylor's. And KB2BYQ. That's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well. And I had a text message from one of our net controllers. He's a little under the weather. That was Big Mr. Larry. Does every other Friday night. That's KC4SKD. That's Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. They're over here in Easley. And Larry brings along his two brothers, N9TEC. That's Mr. Randall up in Asheville. And KF4GGF. That's Mr. Charlie. And he's down there in Goose Creek. That's all my pre-net check-in functions, pre-net people and the text message people. And I'll go ahead and recognize my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. She's in the other room, and she was on the phone when I came in here to call Annette. So I guess she's off now, sounds like it. Don't have any echo link stations up at this time, so we'll go over to the RF check-in, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Then Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, but be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt Western Greenville County. Be negative and negative. 7-3 to you on the net, and tell Miss Joy I said hello, and everybody stay warm.
COS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. And Miss Lorena brings along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. She's down there in Ware Shoals. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Please tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well and staying warm. And then we got my buddy Walt, K4OIM, over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Walt. Please tell Miss Joanne and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well and staying warm. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt over there in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Matt. Hope you are doing well. I'll relay your message in there to Joy and hope you stay warm as well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. That's all he knows how to do is ka-chunk the repeater. So we'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling on that, Gary. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4DOS. Well, Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Excuse me. Quebec, Raymond Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
EOS. And to you and your lovely wife, Joy, this is Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta AA1 RD here in Piedmont, I'm sorry. And I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Yes. Good evening, Gary. Tell Joy hello, please. This is KK4 SMB. Kilo Kilo 4 Sierra Mike Victor Dale in the metropolis of Ellenborough, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
DOS, Gary, please check in. Whiskey 4 Sugar Bravo X-ray Brad in Simpsonville, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS, please check in. Kilo 4 Romeo Mike, that's K4. Hello, my bride, Miss Mary. November 4, Mike, Romeo Yankee, N4 MRY. We're home in Piedmont tonight, Gary. Good evening to you and all on the net. No traffic, no table.
4DOS. Check in Kilo India 4 Tango Hotel Victor KI4 THV Danny Travers.
DOS. Check in Kilo Charlie 4. Sierra Tango Romeo, Steve in Simpsonville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha Victor. This is John in Central.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well and staying warm. And Tom, I heard today that this January was the coldest January on record since 1979. So it's nothing like Kansas, but it's pretty cool out there. Just thought you might get a kick out of that. Also, I'd like to say good evening, KO4QLG. That's mother, brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Chris, hope you are doing well and staying warm, and it was so good to see you Monday. I enjoyed the visit we had. And then we've got AA1RD, Mr. Bob, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bob. Please tell Miss Anita we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well and staying warm. And KK4SMV, that's Mr. Dale. He's up there in Ellenborough. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Please tell Miss Susan we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well and staying warm. And W4SBE, Mr. Brad, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brad. Hope you are doing well, staying warm. And then we got K4RM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4MRY, Miss Mary. They're down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight. Said hello. Hope both y'all are doing well. Hadn't talked to you in a long time. Good hearing you on air there, young man. Y'all take care and stay warm. And KI4THV, that's Mr. Danny. He's up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. Hope you are doing well and staying warm. And KC4STR, that's Mr. Steve down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you're doing well and staying warm. And Steve, did I get all yours right?
Yes, you did. Actually, this is the first time I've used it because it's a vanity call sign.
Glad to have you with us, and congratulations on getting your vanity call. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you're doing well and staying warm. And then the last on the list I got to in this group so far was KO4RAV, Mr. John, down there in Central. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you are doing well and staying warm. I do have an EchoLink station up now. Let's grab this EchoLink station. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hello again, Gary. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself, all on the net. No track, negative, negative. Do tell Miss Joy, Gary, that we say hello. And I also hope you and Miss Joy, also, Gary, hope you and Miss Joy are staying safe and warm up there in Easley tonight.
I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. I will relay your message in there to Joy, and hope you and Miss Jennifer stay warm and stay well. We're going to do our best to stay warm up here in Easley. Y'all take care. Let's go back to the alphabet in the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is W4SBX for a correction. You had my name and city right, Brad, in Simpsonville, but it's Whiskey 4 Sugar Bravo X-ray. Over.
Get that corrected. I do appreciate that, young man. I'm sorry I made the mistake. We'll try not to do that again, but I'm not going to promise. You know how minds work, and sometimes mine don't work at all. But we got you corrected, W4SBX, Mr. Brad down there in Simpsonville. But thanks for coming back and correcting me, Brad. All righty, let's see here. Let's move on up now to the Uniform Drew Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in. Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm mobile in Greer tonight, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS. Gary, hello to you and everyone on the net. Please check in. N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
DOS. KA3WPP Kilo Alpha 3 Whiskey Papa Howard and Piedmont. Good evening, Gary, and all of the net.
4DOS. Check in. Form Tango, that's N4VUT. This is Jamie over here in the mecca that is Tigerville, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
DOS. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea, negative and negative.
4DOS. Gary, thanks for running the net tonight. Please check in, Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Romeo Charlie. That's KQ4CRC. This is Grayson up in Sapphire, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, 73 to the net.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to WB4ZPH, Mr. David over there in, he's mobile in Greer tonight. He's normally in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. You be careful out there on the mobile. Please stay safe and warm, and hope all y'all are doing well over there. And then we got N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Please tell Miss Beth and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well and staying warm. And KA3WPP, Mr. Howard down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Howard. Hope you are doing well, staying warm and staying safe. And good having meeting you the other day. Enjoyed the conversation. Had a wonderful time. And I hope you made it home safely. I'm sure you did since you were on the radio tonight. But I enjoyed it and just wanted to let you know that how much I did. And then we got N4VUT. That's Mr. Jamie over there in Tigerville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jamie. Hope you are doing well and staying warm. And KO4YHY, Mr. Jim. He's over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well, staying warm and staying safe. And KQ4ZRC. That's Mr. Grayson. He's up there in Sapphire, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Grayson. Hope you are doing well and staying warm. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Round to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thomas Joy, we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4DJW, Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Sound like you got that group to yourself other than me tonight, Dave. Appreciate you and being with us. Please tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well and staying warm. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Alpha 4, Hotel Oscar Yankee, KA4HOY, Levi Easley, negative and negative.
No traffic tonight, Gary. Thanks for calling the net, sir. Please tell Joey at least when I said hello.
4DOS. Please check in Patrick, and also check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry, and Cameron. I'll be negative negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
Wes. It's Joy, all on the net. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha, Kilo 4, Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville. Trying to stay warm and safe tonight, Gary. But no traffic, no comments tonight. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
KA4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KA4HOY. That's Mr. Levi over here in Easley. Levi, did I get all that right?
Yes, sir. It sounded like you got it all correct.
I do appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you are doing well and staying warm over here in Easley. And then we got KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well and staying warm. And we've got KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Harry. Hope you are doing well and staying warm. And Harry, you won the door prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50 on my log. I appreciate you being with us. And I caught Patrick right at the tail end of his transmission, so I got him in there. But I do appreciate you coming in and reminding me about Patrick. And then we got AK4HR, Mr. Mike. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well and staying warm. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Station group on a Wednesday night, that's India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying safety threes for each one of you.
Everybody on the net, please check in KE6KEN. That's Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. This is Ken in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Wes, hope you enjoy your well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. Excuse me, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling that, Gary. Hope you enjoy staying warm down that way. Good evening to you. Enjoy and all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
TOS. Gary, please check in.
Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative, 73 to you and everybody on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Master James, up there top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well and staying warm. And then we got KE6KEN, Master Ken, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. Hope you are doing well and staying warm. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up here in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Please tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well and staying warm. And then we got KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you are doing well and staying warm. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Quebec 4 Golf, India Alpha, KQ4GIA, Kenny in York County, South Carolina. And I'll be in and out.
DOS. Missed it there, Gary. Sorry, apologies. This is Kilo India 4 Mike Romeo Alpha. Fred, we're here at StarTex. And my son also, KO4NNH, here in StarTex.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4GIA, Master Kenny up there in York County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kenny. Hope you are doing well and staying warm, and you got a good signal into the repeater from York County there, Kenny. It's this repeater's over on Caesar's Head up there right between North Carolina, South Carolina border up there, but right before you get into Brevard. So you got a good signal into the repeater from York County. Also, like to say good evening to KI4MRA. That's Mr. Fred and his son Fred, KO4NNH. They're both over there in StarTech. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Fred. Please tell the other Fred we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well and staying warm. Fred is the young Fred down here for a while? He just visiting, or is he going to be here? Or is he back in the area?
KI4DOS, this is KI4MRA. Yeah, he's back in the area for now. Tomorrow he goes for a job in Columbia, but he'll be back. He's been in the area for a couple of weeks now. It's KI4MRA. Turn it back to net control.
Tell the other Fred we said hello. Hope both y'all are doing well. And again, I'm right that he's having to go all the way to Columbia, but I understand. You got to go where the jobs are sometimes. But I appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Fred. Y'all take care. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Yeah, and everybody on the net, please check in N4NLR, November 4, Nothing Like Radio. Name here is Jim, Juliet into Mike. Location Greenville, South Carolina. Check me in and out again. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing fine. Have a good night. N4NR.
4DOS. Again. KF4NXY David. And my wife, Marie. AF4FX. Down here, Southern Greenville County, Possum Kingdom. Check and sending out Gary, and good evening to everybody on the net.
DOS, Q4YOO, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, and my name's Clint, and I'm in Honeypath, South Carolina. Negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4NLR, Master Jim, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well and staying warm. And KF4NXY
Y, Mr. David, and his sweet bride, AF4SX. That's Miss Marie. They're down there in southern Greenville County, down there around Possum Kingdom. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. David. To please tell Miss Marie we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well and staying warm. And KQ4YOO, Mr. Clint, down there in Honey Path. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Clint. Hope you are doing well and staying warm. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, recheck. All right, just got a quick question for you there, Gary.
Yeah, go ahead, Fred.
Dad was on a repeater a while back. It's been a while since it's been on a repeater. I think his name is Walt. How's he doing, by the way?
Checked in with me tonight. He sounds really, really good. How he's doing, I don't know. I haven't called him or talked to him in a few days. A few weeks or so. The last time I talked with him, he was doing really well. And he did check in with me tonight on the repeater. He was, about number 28 to check in tonight. But appreciate you asking about him. K4OI, I'm Walt, you still by radio? Off of the 2 meters and got back over there on HF. to my knowledge, he is doing well, over.
Harry, I know he was not doing well last time I was on the repeater. Like I say, it's probably been a year or better since I've been on the net. So I just wanted to check in and make sure he was doing okay and recovering very well. Other than that, we're going to turn it back over to you, KF4DOS. This is KF4M right here. We're going to be sitting on the side listening.
Well, when I talk to Walt, I'll tell him that you ask about him. And, maybe he'll be back on here again. But, he checks in just about every night. So, if you get in there in time for his group, you might want to catch him then. But do appreciate you asking about him. If we don't check on each other, we don't know how we're doing. So do appreciate the question there, Fred. And you and the other Fred, take care. You have a great evening. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Dead space in there for a minute normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go into the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book, or anything I need to take off of the swap net book tonight? Call KI4DOS. They're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Yaesu FP107E. That's a power supply with a built-in speaker. It's a 22 to 25 amp power supply with a speaker in it, and he would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? That is for sale. Fella has some copper J-pole antennas. These are 2-meter J-pole antennas. Made out of half-inch copper, and they would like $50 each for these antennas. Does anyone need any fuels? Come up is for sale. It's an Alpha Delta 40, 80, and 160-meter wire antenna. It's brand new. He would like $120 for it, or he would trade it for a GMRS mobile, a 2-meter mobile, or a GMRS beam antenna. Does anyone need any fuels?
Hey, Kev, can you give me some more information on that antenna, please?
You want the contact information, or what do you need to know about it?
Make and model again. I'll look it up.
Alpha Delta. Alpha Delta is a brand name. It is a 40, 80, and 160-meter wire antenna. It is brand new. Over.
That, let me look on that. I've got a 2-meter rig here. I may be on X-rayed. May also put it on your swap net books.